This is the WABC Early News.
And we are back with Omid Scobie. He is the author of Finding Freedom. It was a really interesting take, a background sort of behind the scenes look at what happened with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle as they ended up leaving the UK, Mexit, as people called it. And before we took our break, Omid, you mentioned there are haters in Britain, and there are obviously haters here. And one of the things that I have such a problem with just in general is people who don't know you attacking you and tearing you apart. And this has really been this is a big problem, obviously, for Meghan Markle. Not only does she have, you know, people all around the world viciously attacking her without knowing her, but she's got her dad and her half sister speaking out and saying terrible things. You've gotten to know the couple in a way most people haven't. What are these people, what are these haters missing about this couple?
I mean, I think in some ways their authenticity or their level of candor is what often sets them up for negativity in the commentary here in the UK, because we are used to seeing our royals so formal, so buttoned up, that expectation of the sort of stiff upper lip that they're famous for is what makes the royal family this very stable presence in the UK. We don't need or want drama and instability from them. And so from that perspective, to many people in the UK, they've seen Harry and Meghan as a couple who have really challenged all of that in a way that I think many people don't appreciate. But I think ultimately what we forget is that these are real people with feelings. And, you know, as Harry said himself in the Oprah special, he feels sorry for some of his family members he feels, or in his own words, they are trapped in a system. And, you know, it then raises all kinds of questions about, if they are all trapped, if everyone is truly struggling and unhappy in this space, do we even need, or should we even think about having a royal family anymore? Have they outlived their relevancy? So I think losing sight of what is human in the royals is often where it all falls apart. It's how Diana and Sarah Ferguson left the House of Windsor battered and bruised and during their times as sort of outsiders marrying in. And it seems to be happening over and over again.
Let me ask you to follow up on the question that you just raised. Could this potentially, this scandal, coupled with the other scandals that we've seen previously, spell the end of the monarchy in the UK? Could this bring an end to what we've seen as a multi-thousand-year tradition?
I mean, the Queen obviously remains much loved and revered over here, and I think that Harry and Meghan also were very keen to point out in their chat with Oprah that they enjoyed this warm, close relationship with her. And even afterwards, Harry made it very clear to Oprah that when they spoke about racism, they were not talking about Prince Philip or the Queen. But of course, we do regularly talk about reign change. That's the day that Prince Charles takes to the throne. And of course, Prince William then steps up to that secondary position as the Prince of Wales. If the accusations that Harry and Meghan have made about racism in the family concern senior members of the royal family, it really only leaves it down to two people, William and Charles. Mm-hmm. These are two future kings. So the palace is now under pressure to really address this, because I think there are many people in the UK and across the Commonwealth who feel that they don't want a racist king sitting in the throne. And that is a potentially very real situation. In some ways, by Harry and Meghan not naming this individual, it's causing an even bigger crisis for the monarchy, because people are then left to guess than if it was actually addressed and dealt with very quickly.
Omid, this is about 30 seconds we have left with you, and I wish we could talk to you for the next 10 hours or more. But have you spoken with Meghan and Harry recently, i.e. like in the last 36 hours?
I think there's this sort of weird misconception that I'm a friend of the couple. You know, I'm definitely on the media side. There's always going to be that line. But I have checked in with people close to them. Mm-hmm. You know, for them, they felt that for Harry and Meghan, they felt there was sort of a sense of relief after the Oprah special, Ed, because these are things that they've sat on for a long time. And I think for there, for a couple who are so desperate to move into that next chapter and really thrive in their new life, they had to sort of set themselves free from these truths from the past. And, you know, the rest is now left to the royal family over here to deal with. But Harry and Meghan have done their bit. They're able to move on.
Well, it is fascinating. I find it riveting. I could watch this stuff all day long. And I love the history. And I really, really appreciate you joining us today. Thanks so much. I know you're a very busy guy these last few days. But we do appreciate you joining us.
Yes, thank you.
Finding Freedom, which was a fantastic book, by the way. I read it in a day.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Great speaking with you.